Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Grinning Gargoyle by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. The Old Library. "Aren't the leaves lovely?" Grandfather Alden asked as he steered the car over the winding wooded road. Autumn leaves of red, orange, and yellow covered the trees on either side.
"They sure are," said Violet Alden. "Fall is my favorite time of year."
"Those red leaves are the same color as your tie, Grandfather," said Violet's 6-year-old brother, Benny.
Grandfather Alden wore that particular necktie for a reason. As the car carrying the Alden family rounded one last curve, they saw the beautiful campus of Goldwyn University, the college Grandfather had attended many years before. Red and white were the university's colors and could be seen on flapping red flags with white letters hanging on poles around the grassy grounds. The spirited school colors could also be seen on the red and white jackets and sweatshirts of the college students walking from building to building and playing games on the lawn. Grandfather showed his school spirit by wearing a bright white suit and a bright red tie.
"Where is the new library going to be?"
asked Jessie Alden, who was 12. She looked at the college's buildings, many of which were over 100 years old.
"It will be where that open space is," Grandfather Alden said, pointing to an empty field. "That is where the groundbreaking will be held tomorrow morning before the big game."
"Groundbreaking?"
said Benny.
"Why would anyone want to break the ground?"
"It's okay, Benny," said Henry, the oldest of the Alden children. "A groundbreaking..."